It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Amy Schumer is taking credit for the fact that no artists are collaborating with Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl halftime show. She posted on Instagram, "Well, guess what? I may have made a difference. No one is stepping up to perform. Maybe they wouldn't have anyway, but at least I tried to help out and do what other people are too greedy or afraid to do. Would you do that to stand up for people of color? I may have made an impact. You can write about sports and even be the best at it, but what have you done to help the marginalized or underrepresented? I will continue to do everything I can, even with all the snide little white sports writers making cutting remarks." Schumer also called out artists in an effort to block them from performing at the Super Bowl halftime show. She did it to protest the NFL's treatment of players who kneel during the national anthem. She wasn't the only celebrity to call for artists to boycott the halftime show. Rihanna also declined to join Maroon 5 because she supports Colin Kaepernick, who is credited with starting the kneeling protest. Other stars who nicked performances reportedly include Cardi B. We were wondering if she was even going to be invited. She did get invited. I guess she said no, because, you know, she has a song with Maroon 5, so it would have been perfect.
Girls like you.
Andre 3000 said no. Mary J. Blige said no. Usher said no. And Lauryn Hill said no. So far, none have credited Schumer, though, with influencing their decisions.
Those people that said no, I like them, but I don't think I would see them at the Super Bowl anyways.
I definitely wouldn't care about Andre 3000.
Outkast? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but Outkast, not him by himself.
I know. I mean, like, as a group, I'd like that.
Yesterday, Entertainment Weekly released a first look at the live-action Aladdin movie that will be released on May 24th of 2019. And based on the initial reaction, people are not excited about it. One person tweeted, "This looks like hell."
It is terrible.
Another one said, "How dare you?" One other person said, "Picture this. It's going to be like the original Aladdin, but way worse."
I loved Aladdin. Like, it was an incredible movie. Robin Williams was the best genie
the
ever.
Best.
But it just, it looks so weird seeing Will Smith like that, with that tiny, tiny hat.
Well, yeah, the thing is, people were upset. I talked about this a little bit at the end of the show yesterday when this picture first came out, the Entertainment Weekly posted, like, the movie poster. It's just weird because Will Smith is the genie, but he's not blue. You know what I mean? Like, Aladdin, the Disney version, is embedded in our minds, so we expect the characters to look pretty similar. And also Jafar, the evil character, is just super hot. He's not at all creepy or evil looking, which I'm like, okay, that doesn't make any sense. They gave that weird pointy beard to Will Smith's character as the genie, but not to Jafar, who has that iconic pointy gross looking beard goatee thing.
Yeah, I'm really hung up on the genie, and I love Will Smith.
Bella Hadid is madly in love with her boyfriend The Weeknd and mentioned him in Vogue's latest edition of 73 Questions. Among questions, Hadid was asked to name the person who makes her laugh the hardest and the most beautiful person she knows. To both of those, she said, "My boyfriend." Here's a clip of some of the other questions she answered.
If you could go back in time and star in any film, what film would that be?
Probably Cruel Intentions.
What movie can you watch over and over again without ever getting tired?
Mamma Mia.
What's your favorite dish your mom cooks?
My favorite dish my mom cooks is probably spaghetti bolognese, but it's the only thing she cooks.
What's the longest you've gone without sleeping because of work?
Probably 2 days, but I'm a really, really good napper.
And guess whose birthday it is? Jonah Hill. He's 35.
Is Taylor Lautner here? Because if he is, I'm about to bust through the front of my pants.
Because of this Academy Award, I even tried to go to the DMV. I'll be like at Subway. And I was like, is there like a line for Academy Award nominees that get some sort of discounted or...
Darfur? I don't even know what the that is. That sounds like a t-shirt company to me.
That's the garbage on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next, this story is getting a lot of attention from people, and it's making you wonder, what side are you on? It's a food industry thing having to do also with people that are hungry, and what this guy did ended up getting him fired. We will tell you all about that next and see what you think on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.